Ready? Okay.
I said burr.
It's cold in here. There must be some Taurus in the atmosphere.
I said burr. The best opening ever. Has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but is the best opening ever.
I'm going to go watch that movie on Netflix now.
Amassing. Okay, so
I'm so glad you guys know that.
Why would I know that?
Well, no, like, still remember it. Because, like, a lot of people don't remember
it. It was a phenomenon. Anymore. I remember it.
I actually, I wasn't a cheerleader, but that wasn't like a cheer
Wait,
thing.
Wait, you weren't a cheerleader?
I wasn't a cheerleader.
This is news. I for sure thought
I
you
took
were
a cheerleading class.
Actually, I did too.
It was like cheerleading, but not cheerleading.
It was like cheerleading and tumbling.
Yeah.
That's what I did too.
That's adorable.
And so we did that cheer for that thing, for like a pep rally or something.
No, my gymnastics place, we did gymnastics and dance growing up, and our gymnastics place closed. And I was like, oh, but I like gymnastics. So my mom quickly found me another, one of the teachers was like, here, I have this tumbling class, but it's also a cheerleading class. Bring on into that. And so I went and I told my mom, I was like, I hate it. I was like, I do not like cheerleading.
No. Was it too much cheery for you?
I didn't get to do the fun stuff you got to do in gymnastics. I had to sit there and cheer, and I was like, no, I don't want to do this.
So you don't
again.
Like cheerleading or cheerios, so nothing with
cheer in the title. Name.
Got it.
I'm goth, and I like to be miserable.
I didn't realize that
was the most untrue thing I've ever heard. Anyways,
no, my bad.
This is Joy.
Oh yeah, this is Crystal. Sorry,
and I'm Anna, and I hate cheerleading.
I mean, it was alright.
So what are we talking about today, Joy?
Dunkirk.
I mean, other than cheerleading.
Can we just make it about cheerleading instead? I'll be much happier.
That's fine.
We watched Dunkirk last night.
So,
oh
yes,
my god,
Dunkirk.
Yeah. That was an event in itself.
We rented it, so we didn't see in a theater, so we were on the soft couch. So it was really hard to...
Stay awake.
And it was late at night.
I mean, they were falling asleep. I stayed awake.
Well, actually, no. Like, I
nodded off for, like, 5 minutes.
I nodded off, but I was, like, really tired anyway, so I'm like, no, I have to.
It had been a long day. We had just eaten, so I had a full tummy.
You're comfortable and warm.
I was snuggled under a blanket.
No, a blankie, remember?
I was snuggled under a blankie, and I was just so happy.
Oh, sweetie, you were so good yesterday. We had a bunch of cookies.
My mommy's brought me cookies from the store, and I've never been so happy.
Oh, my God.
This is our life.
Really?
It's great. I love it.
So aren't you jealous?
Yeah, especially the shoulders. Yeah.
The wiggle, the boob wiggle?
I know that you don't like war movies, Joy, so how...
Okay, hold on. Has anyone seen No You Things Knowledgeable of this before?
No, I didn't know anything about Dunkirk. I had, you know, because I'm a stupid American, so I don't know anything about stuff.
I knew...
They don't teach us anything here in public schools.
Anyways.
I knew the basics, that it was a part of World War II that... I didn't know where Dunkirk was or any of that, but I knew that the UK troops were stuck there. Mm-hmm. I thought the movie was about them getting off, but I didn't know.
I have no idea.
Can you pause it for a second so I can blow my nose?
Oh, sure.
I'm going to blow my nose in front of them.
All right. Joy's nostrils are ready.
name
of the post.
I'm still getting over my whatever this is. Okay. Cold? Cough?
Allergies?
Allergies. We'll say allergies. I'm allergic to Texas. I got allergies when I got back. We'll say that.
Yeah, same.
I'm allergic to the South.
Anyways.
Okay, all right. So Dunkirk.
I like Chris Nolan. I think he's really great. I've been a fan since Batman Begins. So, I mean, he made this movie to get his Oscar. Like, that's maybe not the sole reason why he made it, but it's heavily influenced by it. So do you think he is worthy of getting the Best Director nomination?
Again, I'm really bad with the director conversation, but I thought I enjoyed the movie. Mm-hmm. I thought it was beautifully shot. I thought the cinematography was beautiful. That scene in the very beginning when he first gets to the beach and they start, the plane is shooting at them and he gets down into the sand and you can see things blowing up behind him.
Yeah.
Was beautiful.
If you just focus on his face.
Yeah. But in the background.
So good.
That was such a great image.
Or even just like the beginning where they're running and you see like the falling of paper. Like it's I think the combination of the sound mixing, score and direction, like great craftsmanship within those. Like the trio of that is really good.
That was one thing that I wrote down at the beginning. It was like the sound of the violins on pace with the guys running.
Yeah.
It matched and yeah. It was like perfect. I think this is one of those films that like the score
enhanced the story.
Yeah, elevated the story. You were very aware of it. The story was told with the music. It wasn't just a part or just like an additive.
Yeah.
It was telling the story through the music.
Great.
I think it did a really good job of that because with the violins and then the ticking of the clock. Ticking
through the whole movie. There was something fantastic.
And there was something that it was just. It wasn't loud to where you can hear it. It was when they were like, out in the boat in the ocean.
It was the drums.
It was the drums. A little kind of like hum.
Jumanji drums a little bit.
Yeah.
It was very, very soft, but it was underneath the entire time.
Yeah.
So it created such a sense of urgency. And actually, you know, it made you feel like time was running out, like you felt it.
What I loved about the ticking.
I saw behind the scenes of him. He, who did the...
Hans Zimmer, the score.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Fan. I saw like the, you know how they have the masterclass? I saw the clip of him doing the masterclass, and he was explaining this.
That's amazing.
This in it, and it was really, really great.
I want to take that.
I was going to say, what I really enjoyed about the ticking throughout the whole movie was that at the very end, when they're finally safe, it abruptly, like, stopped.
Yeah, exactly.
And I felt myself, like, taking a deep breath, and I was like, oh, shit, that was good. Right? That was a good device. Like, it did its job. It worked perfectly.
It matched the tension. Like, you know, when it was, like, they were on high alert, it was, like, a lot of noises.
Yes.
Coming at you really fast.
I think
it matched the level of suspense of where they were at and how it matched their fear, I think.
Agreed. I think Hans Zimmer has been consistently good, but it's kind of been on the same plane a little bit. So I feel like this was a departure from that.
Mm.
So I think it was a real good...
I think there was more experimentation in this. It's like different levels of
just if, musicality. But it was everything. It wasn't just like the small drums or the violins, the strings would go faster. And then like... I think that was just so smart. And like Anna said, where I would have stopped.
That moment.
Just, like, that silence was just... Oh, like it like kind of...
Yeah, it was like telling the story. You can listen to the whole score and basically get the feel of the movie.
Yeah.
Without having to watch a second of it.
Yeah.
And I'm not one for war movies. I won't watch it. I can't do it. But
that's fine.
This was because it's Christopher Nolan, because it's Hans Zimmer, because it's
Oscar these sort of things.
Yeah. Then I was willing to watch it, and it was a really, really good film, I think.
And this wasn't necessarily like a war type of film. Like, yes, there was fighting and there was people dying, but it wasn't.
It wasn't like you weren't in a battle after battle. Like,
yeah, it was a little different. It was more about survival than it was about the battle.
I mean, I don't think there was much blood.
I don't think so either. You mostly just saw bodies flying.
It was a lot of water.
Yeah.
Poor things died by drowning, not by...
Yeah.
That scene where they're trapped...
In the oil?
In the
little boat.
The French guy has to come and open the...
When they're in the mess and they're trying to get out.
Oh my God. Like, I was giving me... I think I've told you this before, that I had a cousin who died in the USS Cole. And that kind of thing happened too. The bomb hit the thing and they were eating in the mess hall. So it was like...
Oh no.
Whoa. that was like a lot to take. And I honestly, like, I didn't know him that well. I was really young when he died. But still, that's immediately what I thought of. Like, my throat's starting to get real tight.
When I was reading the trivia, I read that when Christopher Nolan was learning about Dunkirk and he learned about how young the soldiers were, that's where he started. And he, you know, wanted to cast the younger actors. But watching them, I was like, they're babies.
Yeah.
Like, that's what hurt me the most. I was like, these are just, they're kids. Boys. They're not, they don't even have, they're not man enough to grow hair on their face. Like, they're babies.
Yeah.
And... They just want to go home. Like, that just broke my heart. He's like, I just want to go home.
It was like fish in a barrel. They were really kept saying, right. Because, like, that's all that you could do. I was looking at the numbers of, like, how many people actually made it out. Because, you know, it said 300,000 or whatever. But about 66,000 died.
That's crazy.
That's, like, whole cities.
Wow. Yeah.
And then, like, what... Is Winston Churchill just, like, super trendy now? Because they even talked about, Churchill said to do this.
Apparently, he was only in office, like, days when this happened. Like, this was right after he was elected.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dang. So it was, like...
So was it the beginning of the war, then? Or the middle of the war? The middle of the war.
Probably in the middle.
Okay. Because I know he was in office for about 4 years during the war.
And yeah. I was reading in the trivia. The end of the war. I don't know much about Churchill's timeline. Mm-hmm. But I was reading in the trivia that it was talking about Churchill wanting... It was before the U.S. had pulled out of the war, and it was right before they came back into the war.
Oh, okay.
So it was probably somewhere in the middle. But I'm not positive.
I want to know what Christopher Nolan has against Tom Hardy's face. Because he was banned, his face is covered, and then he was, like, a pilot, his face is covered. He's got a beautiful face. I don't know why he would do that.
That's true. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. I didn't connect it with, like, oh, Bane also. I just thought of, like, that's Tom Hardy, right? Like, that's him, right? I know.
The other pilot, he was very good looking.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Shout out.
He was on that boat, and I was like, yes, where was this the entire movie? Like,
speaking of the boat, I wish I would have spent a little bit more time on the civilians. I mean, Mark Rylance and all that was great, but more, like, of everyday man coming and helping out.
Yeah, because that was a really great story.
That alone is a great story, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, that's the whole thing.
Breaking news. They had to get... The Eagles just beat the Patriots.
Wait, I knew it.
That's the one that...
The underdogs.
Yay!
To win their first Super Bowl title in franchise history. That's
amazing! Well, that's awesome. Here, preface, I don't really care about football.
None of us do.
I know what's up with someone on the Eagles, like... His dad team. Was someone that I played with when I was a kid. I wanted to work with my dad. So, yay. Anyways.
That's so awesome.
Right? Yay.
He has a Super Bowl ring.
They're probably going to... Oh, yeah.
They're going to have some kind of party here.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The Tonga community is, like, all over it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like, Tonga's going to have a great party, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be so cool. Oh, good
for
them.
Yay. He's so happy. That's great. Look at them. They got Moana, and then they got the Super Bowl. That's a great time to be Tongan. I'm sorry. Okay.
Can we convert? Let's
make
convert.
Way. Make way.
Yes. So, yeah, back to the civilians. I would have loved to seen more of, maybe not, like...
Because that's what, I wish we would have seen more of the civilians, because at the end in the newspaper, that's what the whole story was,
they were the heroes.
Civilians had to come and help out, and they were the ones that rescued them.
Yeah.
And that was a beautiful moment, seeing all those ships, because for so long you just think it's Mark Rylance and his boat, and then it pans out and there's all those boats there, and it was a great moment.
I wish we could have peeked in on those other boats.
Do you think... I don't think that kid George Stubb died. Like, story-wise. Like, I don't really see why his death was necessary to the story.
I see...
The kid's friend or whatever. Wasn't name George, right? George.
Was that his brother?
George. No,
it was his friend.
It was his friend. I
that was just...
No, because his brother...
No.
His older brother was in the war, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when I lost it. I was just like, oh, I'm just sobbing. Okay.
I wonder what, and I did like that he didn't tell the soldier, like, no, he's fine. Like, he didn't want to make him feel bad because he's clearly been through a lot already.
And I think that's what the point was. It was for this kid to learn.
Maybe.
Okay. Like, this isn't easy on them. And
what a strong thing, because my initial reaction is like, you're my friend, you know, but like.
And that was his initial reaction.
Yeah.
He was very upset with him.
What a brave, strong, you know, thing to do, because I like to think that I'd react that way, but I don't think I would.
And I think he knows it was an accident. He didn't purposely or maliciously try to hurt his friend. He was just he was scared, and he pushed the kid off, and the kid fell. And
casualties of war.
I think that was another point of it was, even
like that, yeah.
Even in the smallest ways, there's casualties of wars.
So it was released in IMAX. When it first came out,
I bet that would have been beautiful.
And
I
would have been great
to
hear.
Kind of sad I didn't see it. That would have been absolutely stunning. But I get why it's like a lot, because it's, you know, what it is. But
it's not. I do like that it wasn't. It wasn't as like you said, like as bloody and as like
maybe
battle focused.
Yeah. Maybe
if
it was bloody,
I
would be
like,
nope, that's okay.
Because even like you did see a lot of people like lose their life, but it wasn't like.
Gratuitous.
Yeah, because I think that's the problem with a lot of war movies is they're like,
let's show this guy with his bowels hanging out. Let's show this guy losing, holding
his
arm.
Whole face and whatever.
And we get that happens, but like, it's a movie.
And I do understand that, like, for part of it is like you don't want to become desensitized to the violence because you know these are real things that are actually happening to people. But at the same time, like I think Hollywood generally with war movies just like way overdoes it and is like, look, misery and pain and war and everything sucks.
Yeah, there's a way, more than one way to tell the story.
Yeah, and I think Christopher Nolan found a better way to do it.
Did you guys know at the very beginning when he came across the French soldier that he was
French?
That he was stealing the guy's uniform.
I think so. I
thought so right away.
Weird about this.
I was like, why is
because otherwise he'd be burying him, wearing like,
shoes,
the...
but now he's putting on shoes. Yeah. Like there was something skeevy about it right off the bat.
And I think maybe he knew too a little bit.
But he's a human being.
But it's like time and a place for like that kind of thing, you know? Like,
but I mean, he was already dead, right?
No, I mean, like,
I'm assuming the soldier was already dead that he did not kill.
Because remember, Harris House was like, "You're French, get the hell out of here," or whatever.
Yeah.
So, oh,
she was asking if
the guy,
the French guy, killed.
I think
he was already dead. Because even the main guy was like, "It's not hard to find a dead man on
exactly.
the beaches of Dunkirk
right
now."
Everywhere. Yeah.
So I think he saw a dead guy kind of separated and was like, "This is my chance." Because he just wanted out too.
Yeah.
And our main homeboy was like, he's a human being. Like, there's...
Yeah, we're all one right now.
I thought of it like, it's the greatest advantage that the United States has in terms of war is that, like, we're not surrounded by lots of different countries and we're not small. Yeah. And so for people to attack us on our ground is very far, few and far in between.
I'm pulling a joy.
Like, what?
I'm pulling a joy. Sorry, my mom just texted me.
Gotta check the recording.
No, my mom just texted me, so sorry.
So, like, Hawaii is because Hawaii was all the way over there. And, like, it's halfway between here and there. So, it's easy access and, you know. But for the most part, we're not really... Oh, I'm hoping.
We're not surrounded by possible enemies.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're hopefully never going to see something like this happen on our shores. And that's the military asset of being... And like having oceans in between most of the people who hate you.
Yeah. Amen. So, what was your Harry Styles question?
I don't remember it actually, and I didn't write it down.
So, no. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm gonna ask her because I thought about watching it. And I don't remember. So,
Anna's in love with Harry Styles.
Oh yeah. So Anna loves Harry Styles.
I think he's a good-looking kid with a pretty.
Isn't the same age as you?
I think he might be a year or two younger.
Okay, so he's a baby. Got it.
Let's see. Let's Google him.
I think he's,
I feel like he's very young.
Everyone's young.
I think he might be like 22,
23. Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, that is a baby. Good list.
I think he's good looking. And I think he's talented. His album caught me by surprise and I really enjoyed it.
He's 6 foot tall.
Call me, Harry. Call me.
Wow.
I think he's an interesting dude and he's really funny. Like seeing his sketches and stuff with James Corden, like he's got timing and
he's a year older than my brothers. No, he's not. He's 2 years older. Okay, never mind.
So he's just a year younger. Is he 93?
94.
Is that 2 years younger?
Oh my god.
Yeah, he's 24.
So he's within your age range, is what you're saying.
He's available for Anna.
That's why I looked at her and said that.
Okay, then you're telling me I was like,
I'm waiting. I feel like in every podcast
I'm
gonna
wishing.
In every episode of our podcast there's gonna be another guy that's gonna be like, okay, I'll take you. I'm waiting.
We're making the comprehensive list of men who should come propose to Anna. Since that, what was it, the BuzzFeed quiz that told you you were getting married later this year?
Oh, whoa, really?
It was like at the end of it was like right before New Year's.
It was like,
what will your 2018 be? When will you get married? And it's like, you'll get married by the end of this year, or you're going to be in a long-term relationship in 2018. Okay. Like three or four quizzes, but I took one last night that I forgot to tell you. Oh, I was like lying in bed and I took one and it was like, you're never getting married, sorry. I was like, well, make up your mind, BuzzFeed. I gotta plan this shit. So,
what? Yeah. So, what did you think of his performance?
I thought he was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
I mean, I was okay with him until I felt like, I'm not like, because I don't hate him or like him or whatever. I'm just kind of neutral about
indifferent.
It. His indifferent, yeah. when he's like drowning, his face, I kind of felt like someone told him, look scared. Like he wasn't emoting. He was just kind of like, I don't know. It's weird. It just something was off. But just that part. Everything else was fine because he was just kind of being whatever.
It wasn't a script heavy movie.
That's true. Dialogue was very small.
Yeah. I mean, we were minutes upon minutes in before there was an actual conversation, not just words.
I think that's why his face is what got me.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I noticed it more, because I was like, oh, he's...
It's easier to notice that way. I like that, like, there were shots... It happened multiple times when the camera's on the actor's face, but there's a lot of action happening.
Yeah.
Like, whenever... What's his name? The captain had...
Kenneth Branagh.
That one. I never know how to pronounce his name.
Kenneth Branagh.
Kenneth Branagh. He was like, he's watching the skies, and the shot is just like not very far past his face,
mm-hmm.
and it's just on his face, but you see a lot of things happening. You see the airplane going, or you hear the airplane going over,
and you see his reaction to what's happening.
Yes, yeah. Instead of like seeing the actual action, you see more of like the character, and I thought that was a really smart way to play it.
It's a definite showcase for cinematography and the score.
God, that fucking
and
cinematography.
The sound mixing and the sound
everything,
editing, all of that was great.
It was so beautiful. Like, I couldn't get past how pretty it was, even though, like, this is something horrible
Everyone's
to
dying.
See.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
like,
something
I
horrific,
love...
but it looks
stunning.
Stylish.
The very end where Tom Hardy's laying the plane on the beach is absolutely
beautiful.
Beautiful. And then even when he burns the plane, he's standing there in front of it.
Honestly, out of all the ones we've seen, give it the cinematography. I don't know if it's nominated for that, but it should be.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, yeah, give it to this one. I'm going to say this one. Like, this is the best one I've seen. I don't remember who did it.
A lot of water in the last two movies we've seen.
Yeah. And I can't... I think the
There was water in Call Me By Your Name, too. There was the beach where they were at. There was the water where they first had their moment.
Rendezvous.
Yeah. There's a lot of water in all these movies. Is there water in Lady Bird?
That's the theme.
Water this year?
Water.
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 Water makes you smarter. that's an answer joke.
It is.
Clearly.
Is it not for me? I don't remember what that means.
Oh, you weren't here, but Anna said something. She was trying to be smart, but she said smarter.
I was like, I'm doing this so I can be smarter.
And then we were like hooked on that accident. That accident. We were hooked on that accident the rest of the day.
That's adorable.
Wait, what was I looking up? Who the cinematographer was?
Yeah, his name's like... I don't know, actually. Yeah, so it's definitely
name.
A showcase for cinematography and sound and all that stuff. I thought it was really great.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's Hoyt Van Hoytema?
Yes, that guy.
it's definitely... Oh, the first article comes up. Christopher Nolan's Dunkirk is a masterpiece.
Yeah, I agree with that. The story itself had issues for me.
I was talking about it with Janie today, my aunt, and we were talking about how, you know, it wasn't a linear story. There wasn't a point. There wasn't an A, B, and a C.
Oh,
there was
that's the thing.
A couple of different A's, a couple of different B's, and some kind of C. And
I was very I was awake during the whole thing, but I was very confused. I think somewhere towards the middle end, I was like, wait.
Yeah,
are we going back?
They cut back. Well, because
what happened
at the very beginning when it said, you know, the people on the planes were only, it was showing an hour or a day of their time.
Yeah, a day.
I think it was an hour of their time.
An hour, a day, and
a week or a month.
I think it was a week.
And then it was a day for the guys in the boat for Mark Rylance, and then it was a week for the guys on the
beach.
So the timing, because there were parts where they're showing the guys on the beach and it's nighttime, and then you flash forward to the guys in the plane and it's
daytime.
So yeah, the timeline wasn't.
I was very
linear.
Confused. Maybe I wasn't looking at the colors of the plane correctly, but I did not know who was the enemy and I did not know who was British on the planes. I was like, they both look the same to me. I'm confused.
I like that they never showed the enemy. Yeah. We never saw them.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's why
they
I was
were
trying
an
to look
abstract.
Yeah, wow. That's why I was trying to look at the planes. I was like, I don't know.
They never really showed
I know
a
that
close...
they were in the front, and then I know at one point they were in the back.
Yeah, they never showed a close-up of the plane either.
No. That's why I was like, I don't know. They just look like, I can't even distinguish a color.
Ain't
a
lie.
Color.
Budget.
Couldn't afford the extra plane. or the extra.
I don't care. If they used up all the budget on the plane landing on the beach, that's fine.
It was worth it. Yeah,
and then they caught him.
I think it was a smart idea to not show the enemy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like that last scene where they're capturing Tom Hardy.
Yeah, that was really. But even then, you didn't really see.
Yeah,
it.
They were outlines. Yeah.
So I didn't mind.
Their focus was all on Tom Hardy.
I didn't mind the non-linear storytelling. I just feel like it should have been executed a little bit better.
Yeah, I was confused, yeah. And I was like really, really paying attention, and I was still confused. That's the one thing that I forgot to write down because I was like in the middle of doing this.
Yeah. So so it's nominated for film editing, original score, sound editing, picture of the year, directing, cinematography, sound mixing, and production design.
Will you look up what they shot it on?
A special. I was reading this last night, but yeah, I don't know shit about cameras, so it doesn't stick.
I want to know because that has something to do with it. Was it 70mm?
65mm. Okay.
Large format
film stock. Yep.
It was a big deal. Okay. Because it was like the largest or
max.
That's why. Okay.
But what was different for you?
Educators.
I'm assuming if my brain still works.
That, it doesn't.
Hold on. Go back real quick.
Jury's still out. Again.
No one's in. She's out.
Okay. So it was done on large format film. Let me see that picture. Can you click on it?
We're laughing at her expense. She doesn't even fucking care.
I don't give a fuck. Hold on. I want to see the pictures of the camera.
So we're looking at the camera on the computer.
Oh my god, that's amazing. No, that's not it. There we go.
So yeah.
Okay, so it was shot on film. That's why it looks so good. Because on digital, okay, whatever. I'm old school. I prefer film over digital every time. Digital is more convenient, but film, you are just never going to get the look of something captured the way you do in film. It got me from like right at the beginning. Is one of my first notes was the contrast and the crisp blacks.
Crisp.
So when you shoot in film, mm-hmm. when you're printing it, the goal is for your whites.
Oh my god! I'm just kidding.
Whatever.
That's how we are about when you start talking about Broadway stuff.
For the most part. So the goal is for the blacks to be black.
Yeah.
You don't want to overdo it. And for the white to be crisp white. So there's a lot of contrast on film that you don't get in digital. Digital can kind of like flatten it out.
Mm-hmm.
And everything looks kind of like neutral.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, but when you shoot in film, the black is like a nice crisp black. It's really nice and dark.
It's the word of every day.
It's really nice and dark, but the whites aren't like blown out, so everything has a lot of contrast to it. There's really crisp lines. Like the hair was nice and like it was dark, but it wasn't like completely faded. Like it just the sand, you could see the grains of sand. Like
the sand was crisp. The hair was crisp.
I wish I could see it like
the movie was crisp.
I wish I could see just like shots of it. Like I would love to see it in IMAX because it was done on film.
Yeah,
it would
have been
really I would love to see it in IMAX. Yeah. Just the visuals. Like I don't want to hear it and I don't want to know the story. I just want to see it. No, because it's too much. So I just want to see like those shots in IMAX. I think that would
be. It was beautiful. The highest grossing World War II movie.
Hmm.
What?
Of all time with $525 million.
Oh fuck, it did really well.
So there you go.
So, since blockbusters do so well in the Oscars, why isn't Wonder Woman?
For a second, I thought you said blockbuster like the video plays.
Me too. And I was like,
wait, what? I got really confused for a second.
Y'all are so dumb.
Thank you.
So, anyways, I'm glad my degree came in
use. Yeah, for yay!
For once.
This is Joy's contribution to our lives and the podcast.
I'm going
to
murder her. You heard it here first.
With love.
Okay, that's what you call it.
So anyways, final thoughts?
Film is really important. I'm going to go talk to Iris about it because she'll care.
No.
Iris.
Or Melina. Shout out. None of you guys.
Shout out. Well, I'm just care.
Teasing
just
you.
Whatever.
That's how we talk to each other. We don't get that now. I don't know how much.
Bye.
What's your next note?
Oh, that's it. We talked about it already.
And next up, Joy is going to be performing.
She's going to be from the score to Dunkirk.
All right, I'm gonna turn it off. I don't know how to work your phone.
She's touching the phone.
It so, should do something.
Final thoughts.
Oh,
final thoughts.
Oh, where do you rank it?
Ooh, okay.
For Best Picture.
Ooh, good. Okay, so we've seen
okay.
Shape of Water, Dunkirk, Call Me By Your Name, and Get Out.
And I've seen Lady Bird as well.
What's my favorite still? My favorite is still Call Me By Your Name. But
what do you think is what do you think would be most likely to win the Oscar though?
Out of what I've seen,
yeah,
I can totally see a War Movie winning because that's happened before. Mm-hmm. But a gay movie won last year, so whatever. What do I know?
Absolutely, that was nothing. Say again.
But that was more than a gay movie. That was just like.
But you know what I mean, though. Yeah, I'm just generalizing.
Or maybe since it won last year, another one will win this year.
Or yeah. Technically, though, compared to The Shape of Water, I appreciate The Shape of Water's artistic.
And imaginative.
Yeah, it was. This is very like, I don't want to say by the book, but it was very, you know.
Format.
There you go. In The Shape of Water wasn't. It was literally like water. It was not a shape that could be contained. It wasn't. It was something that was so out there and outlandish and beautiful. And this Dunkirk was great.
This
was realistic.
This was very traditional by the book sort of format. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is fine, but I think technically.
It's the Oscars' bread and butter.
See, I think it depends. Cinematography for Dunkirk, I think, was gorgeous.
Yeah, I think I would give it to this.
Absolutely.
It stepped up above The Shape of Water for me in cinematography.
But director, I still think Guillermo del Toro is.
Yeah, because he was. He literally.
Because it's. Because
he captained that whole ship.
Yeah.
That whole thing. He was. He managed every detail of that.
Agreed.
And he did it in a beautiful way.
Agreed.
Although Christopher Nolan's got snubbed before, but
yeah, and you know I don't think he'll win. I really don't. But no. He got his nom. That's what he's been wanting. So
I mean, that's what we want to win. For but a long you know, time.
He's
yeah.
So
hey, it's hard when you actually like watch all of them. Then you're like, oh, they're all really great. Like.
Yeah.
It's not an easy
There's a reason they're nominated.
I know, yeah, but it hurts. Like,
where's your ranking on it? What do you think? And you've seen more than us, so because you win in this game.
That one.
I think that the technical aspects of like this and The Shape of Water really elevate them so much that it's really hard to compare them to things like Call Me by Your Name or Lady Bird or Get Out that are more like character driven rather than like. Well, I mean, not story-driven, but, like, production-driven.
And then, since I think The Shape of Water has won over than Dunkirk because their characters were great.
Yes.
They had the technical aspect, the characters, and it had...
The story was more... You know,
It was really weird, but it had a story.
Yeah.
You know, and I like the way it was told and all that stuff.
I think visually, Dunkirk is probably,
absolutely beautiful.
Amazing. I think story-wise, I have a feeling you guys won't like Lady Bird as much as I do.
I have a feeling I'm going to like it.
I mean, I know you like Greta Gerwig, so I think you'll like it.
And you like Saoirse Ronan as well.
I love Saoirse Ronan.
But also, like, I know... Anyway.
I don't know. It depends, because they're like indie movies. So, like...
Indie movies are great.
Indie movies are my favorite.
Moonlight was an indie movie, and I liked Moonlight. So, where's your ranking on that?
Call Me By Your Name is still my front runner. I feel like story wise.
What is your tattoo of it yet? I'm waiting on that. If it gets the Oscar, you have to get a tattoo.
Oh my God, yes. She won't, though.
I mean, it's not going to get the Oscar.
Challenge accepted.
Get a temporary tattoo of it.
No, challenge do the real thing.
Accepted.
If it wins the best picture, you're getting a tattoo.
I will get a tattoo.
What?
You heard it here, folks.
Oh my God. What? 9:48 p.m.
And it's on the podcast.
But only because Crystal said I wouldn't. That's why I'm doing it.
I'll take that.
Since when did she listen to me? Call Me By Your Name is your...
Best Picture,
which one do you think is going to win?
I have a feeling it's still one we haven't seen.
Yeah, same. Agreed.
Oh, really?
I want to answer that question after we see that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I feel like I can't answer it properly.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, anyways, I can't answer it accurately.
Yeah.
I would like
it's that premonition.
It's more like my preference right now as opposed to what I think is
good. Yes.
But yeah. I think technical awards, Dunkirk. Except for I don't even know.
See, it's hard.
I have to go listen now.
I'm torn on the score.
Yeah, because that's and such a good too. Score.
And I was ready to be like, I'm all about Shape of Water. But then how it was used in the film in was the movie, so smart. Yeah. And it was almost like a character in itself, actually.
I feel like the music told the story better than the story.
It reminded me. Yeah. It reminded me of Hans Zimmer with Christopher Nolan in Interstellar. Like, that music with the story. The organ was so unexpected.
I need you to watch it.
The organ was so unexpected in that movie, but it fit the movie so perfectly.
So good. Like, that's beautiful.
That's one of those that as soon as I left the theater, I downloaded the...
If you haven't watched Interstellar, you should watch it.
I love that movie.
I still think about the drums in the Dark Knight. Hans Zimmer, like I always think about the intensity of that.
He's really, really like, great. So... Like, that preview for his masterclass. I was like, I already
I want to take that.
I just entered a piece of your brain.
He
like,
would totally love to take that.
Oh yeah, it's not that expensive either. Like for a class, like that's a good deal.
Anyways,
maybe you should get him that for Christmas.
Okay. I mean, no. That's not going to happen.
We'll just erase that out of here. We can't do that.
We're going to erase it with an eraser on my phone.
Yeah, we really need to see that movie.
So, yeah, those are our thoughts on that movie. Mm-hmm. The one movie.
Dunkirk.
So, anyways. All right, everybody.
Catch you next time. Peace. On the next episode of Conversations with Oscar.
Ba-dum-bum.